Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
There was controversy over the past 24 hours after reports that Dr. Gabriel Scally, author of the 2018 report on cervical check and public health doctor, had been dumped from ongoing reviews into reform of the screening programme. Now, the matter was raised in the Dáil by the Labour leader, Alan Kelly. The health minister and the Taoiseach were both quizzed on it at their parliamentary party meeting. And the women's health advocate Vicky Phelan tweeted, "To say I'm shocked would be an understatement. I am appalled that the Department of Health would use the cover of COVID to try to oust Gabriel Scally from completing his very important work." Dr. Scally, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
What is going on?
I'm not entirely sure. As far as I'm concerned, my relationship with regard to cervical check and the aftermath and the recommendations is directly with the ministers, the responsible minister, and that's the way it has been from the very beginning. I submitted my last progress report on the recommendations in, I think it was April last year, and I said that there was more work needed to be done. By and large, actually, the progress had been very good, particularly by the HSE, but there were still some areas where progress needed further movement, maybe because there were complex areas. And I've been very happy at any time to re-engage with that process of recommendations. But we do have COVID going on, and I and the Department of Health and the Minister are very, very tied up at the moment. And the major priority, I think, around cervical check at the moment is to try and get as many women as possible to have their routine smears in the midst of this COVID pandemic. So that, for me, is the number one task.
And just to get to the bottom of this, I mean, you haven't had a conversation with anybody where it's been said, thanks very much now, Dr. Scally, off you go. We don't need your services again. That hasn't happened.
I know I haven't had that conversation. And if that was to come from anyone, it would have to come from the minister, I think, because that's the person who really engaged me in the first place, the Minister of Health for the country.
And yet the Department of Health told the Irish Examiner yesterday, Dr. Scally has fulfilled his commitments to the process, including his two independent review reports, which have been published. Sounds like a full stop at the end of that sentence.
It does. And I was surprised to see that myself. I don't feel that I'm at a full stop. There is more work to be done, and I'm happy to do it if the minister wants me to. I should say that I have had informal discussions with the minister's office over the last few months on some aspects of cervical check where they've sought my advice, and I've readily given that. So I don't feel that there's any barrier there at all to further work. And I think, as most people know, progress was very good from the HSE. Progress from the Department of Health, not so good. And I have outstanding concerns about the rate of progress.
Okay, and we'll come to that in a moment. But has Minister Donnelly been in touch with you since all of this started to emerge?
Well, it was only yesterday. No, I haven't heard from Minister Donnelly, and I don't particularly expect to hear from Minister Donnelly, because I think our understanding, I think, is quite clear that I'm ready and willing, of course, to help in any way to implement the improvements that are needed. And I think he's more than willing to have that assistance whenever it is appropriate. Now, whether it's appropriate to do anything just at the moment in the middle of the pandemic, I'm not so sure.
Okay, so the original report, which said you had been dumped, unceremoniously dumped, that was the first you'd heard about this?
It was. It was a surprise to me. I didn't feel as if I'd been dumped, or had no sensation of being dumped, I must admit. And let me just say, this is not any lack of commitment on my part to making sure the recommendations are implemented. Absolutely not. I'm very clear that there has been great work done, and more needed.
Now, Dr. Noreen Russell, who's the clinical director of Cervical Check, said yesterday that there's a lack of trust in the screening programmes and women are turning to weird and wacky therapies and unproven treatments. And she's worried about the current discourse around screening. What do you make of that?
Surprising comments. I mean, the issue around treatments for women with cervical cancer, that's an issue for the clinicians to be dealing with themselves. And what I am concerned about is, of course, as I said earlier, Claire, a lot of women have not come for their appointments, and who can blame them in the midst of the COVID pandemic? But we need to build up the trust of women that they can come and have those tests, the new HPV test, very safely, and it will be of great benefit to them. And I should point out that the women of Ireland, I think, are not easily put off by scare stories or anything. I was really pleased during the whole height of the cervical check scandal that actually more women were coming forward for their tests, which was absolutely great, because the best way of improving the record of cervical cancer in the Republic of Ireland is to have more women coming for their tests.
Can I just stop you there, because you used the word scandal, and Dr. Russell was on this programme in December, and she has a big problem with the use of that word. She said she finds it really hard to hear people use the word scandal about what happened with cervical check. Do you have any issue with the use of that word? Clearly not, as you've just used it.
I don't have any problem with it. I'm really surprised Dr. Russell has. When you think of what happened there, and some of the way in which women were treated and not told the truth about their own condition, about the results of their own tests, and even when they were told that truth, or where they were forced into being told that truth, really by Vicky Phelan's bravery, it was done in the most horrendous way in many cases, and most arrogant and dismissive, and all that lack of truth, and in some cases lying, I thought was scandalous. The fact that slides of Irish women were being sent to laboratories from Manchester to Hawaii that no one in Ireland knew about. No, and cervical check did no quality assurance, meaningful quality assurance on laboratories for quite some considerable time. And all of the laboratories in the States had quality assurance mechanisms, had accreditation that wasn't in keeping with the original contractual requirements. So there was a whole string of things that, in my mind, absolutely were scandalous. I don't see how it can be anything else but so.
And of course, now we still have women who, some of whom are terminally ill, having to go to court. This is hugely controversial. What's your view of that situation?
I remarked on it several times in my reports, and I've spoken about it as well. I think the current system in general, let me take it just broader than cervical check as well, when things go wrong with the health services, in whatever respect, patients, I think, need three things. They want three things. They want to know the truth, and that's probably the most important thing. And if something went wrong, they want to know about it. If the second thing they want is, if something did go wrong, they want someone to really say sorry for it, to apologise for it, and someone who has got skin in the game, someone who was actually really involved, they want to hear what it was, and they want an apology if something went wrong. And the patients are tremendously altruistic, and they want someone to assure them that it won't happen to anyone else. If you do those three things with grace and compassion, a lot of our problems will go away. Instead of that, we have a system that converts an error into an injustice, and then into a court case, and then to the High Court, and a huge gladiatorial legal system that I know is highly traumatic for the patients, and access to that is very dependent on you having money to get there in the first place. So this is an entirely wrong system, and it really needs some serious look at, particularly, I think, for the public health programmes like screening or immunisation, where it's actually the state is going out and encouraging people to come to us, and we will help protect your health.
How do you
if
fix
things
it,
go
though?
Wrong, because I think we need a better system.
There was a desire, and we know that, for this not to happen. Then we were told it was too complicated because the defendants were outside the remit of the state and so on. So how do you fix it?
Well, I think we have to have a really fundamental look at the mechanisms in place. What I know is that the legal route shuts down all of the things, a lot of the things that we want to see. The fear of it ending up in hugely expensive, not just in money, but in the trauma and the emotion involved in litigation. And the system is dominated by that, because that is the route. There is really not a good complaints process. There is not an openness we don't have the patient safety bill, I hope, will produce a requirement on doctors and healthcare professionals to tell patients the truth. We shouldn't have to have a legal requirement for patients to be told the truth. But at the moment, they're not given the truth properly because of fear of litigation. So we need to remove that fear.
Okay, Dr. Scally, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.